Hey, I'm John, and today's discipleship thought is going to be on repentance. What exactly is repentance? I've been talking a lot lately about how we need to repent from our sin, to turn away from our sins. But what does that mean? Well, the first step in repentance is to acknowledge. You have to acknowledge that what you're doing is a sin. You can't repent from it if you sit there and try to justify it, and you're trying to excuse it, and you're trying to find a way to say it's okay, it's not that bad. Everything that God calls sin is horrible to Him. It breaks our relationship with Him, and we need none of it in our life. So the very first thing you need to do is acknowledge that what you're doing is a sin. Then the second part is to apologize, basically. We're praying to God, asking for His forgiveness. And thankfully, God says that He is willing to forgive us of our sins whenever we repent and turn from them and follow Him. And that's amazing. And then the third thing to do is to pursue God, follow God more than your sins. You have to want to love God more than you love any of the other sins in your life. This is what repentance is about. It's about saying, I'm wrong in what I'm doing. I'm sorry that I'm doing it. I don't want to do it. And then trying your best to pursue God because you love Him more than you love those sins. And that's why a lot of the people in the world don't follow God, is because they love their sin. They take joy in their sin. They enjoy the things that they're doing that are sinful. And they want that more than they want to pursue God. Because you can't pursue both God and sin at the same time. That doesn't work. Because your sin hinders your relationship with God. It's impossible. So in order to have a true relationship with God, you have to give up your sin. Luke 9, verse 23. And Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily to follow me." If you're wanting to follow Jesus, do it daily. You have to deny yourself, which means to deny your passions, your desires, the lusts of the flesh. Deny these things so that you could pursue Christ. Take up your cross, die to yourself, and follow Jesus. This is what it means to be a Christian. And no, it does not mean we're going to be perfect, but it means that even when we screw up, we hate that we screw up, and we want to pursue Jesus more than we want any other thing in our life, especially the sins in our life that sever our relationship with Him. If these discipleship minutes have been helping you out, please like and comment. Tell us what kinds of questions do you have? What's on your mind that you would like us to talk about? Just put that in the comments below. And until next time, stay in God's Word.